Check two. All right, everybody. We're back. Part D. All right. In your sheets of paper, I don't know if I did it exactly in order, but you should have a sheet that talks identifying songs. What is it? Yes. It's not the charts. We're going to mark on those charts in a bit. I think it's the last page. Oh, it's song analysis. Do you see it? Okay. This is just to get your brain going on different kinds of songs. I pulled a bunch of different songs out that we'll just play. Some of them are Christian. Some of them are secular songs. There's something to learn from all kinds of music. Once again, we're studying a language. Okay? Now, we might study the slang words and promise that we're never going to speak them. But you still need to know your enemy, right? Okay. I just want to make sure so I don't offend anybody with the... Oh, and hey. And this, oh, there you go. Excuse me, it takes me a while. Oh, Lord, I just want to get this here, down here. Okay, wait, I will figure it out. Talk amongst yourselves. Okay. Oh, here, wait. No. No. Auto CD.
It's flowing.
don't know, if they don't know how to get you one. To that song? Yes. Long and flowing. Okay. What else did you notice? Okay, good. Yeah, they did that. What did you notice about the pronunciation? Just let's take the, it's a new season. It's a new day. Right? What do you notice about that? Precious anointing. It's coming my way. All the bells. What else do you notice? Did they steal your thing? Did they take your thing that you were going to say? Listen to it again. It's a new season. It's a new day. Precious anointing. It's coming my way. Yes. They build up to the last one, and they hold it. What else did you notice? How'd they cut off the end? I'm sorry? They were all the same. Coming off with a purpose. Listen to it again. It's a new season. It's a new day. Precious anointing is coming my way. Say it again. No consonants at the end. Yes. Crescendo. Yes, in the back. Goes down and kind of curls under at the end. Yes. What do you notice about my vowels? Let me sing it in a pop style. It's a new season. It's a new day. Precious anointing is coming my way. Yes. Vibrato. Now let me sing it. Yes. Very emphasized in a pop style. What about the gospel style? Wide. Listen to the gospel. It's a new season. It's a new day. Precious anointing is coming my way. Yes. Very focused, very edgy, edgy. So when you're listening to songs as a vocalist, you're listening to not only the phrases, but you're also listening to how they're pronouncing the words. The very first thing, pronunciation. That's what you're going to be listening for. You're also going to be listening to phrasing. Everybody do this gospel style. It's a new season. It's a new day. Precious anointing is coming my way. Now you by yourselves. Here we go. One, two, three. It's a
new season.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new day.
Yeah. And Precious says, Precious. It's a precious, precious anointing. Got to make something of it, okay? It's a new, it's a new, it's a new. Sing that. It's a new, it's, yeah, listen to new. It's a new, it's a new. Go, ready, go. Every time I do that, I want to hear that. It's a new go.
It's a new, it's a new, it's a new. It's a new,
there you go. There is a way. You almost have to assume the role of what you think a singer singing like that is going to be. We had a session that we did, and my name is Sharia. My sister's name is Kamaya. And we had another singer, Shalanda. Shamika. And Crystal. So it's Sharia, Kamaya, Shalanda, Shamika, Crystal. So we called Crystal, Crystalika. When you're singing some gospel, you have to get in the mood of that. And you have to have confidence in the mood. It's a new, it's a, nyah. Gotta have some stuff going on in there, yes? As a singer, you have to assume those tones. If that is the style of the song that you're singing. All right? Yes? Take it again. Give us a little intro. Hey. Ooh, ooh. Oh, yeah. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Here we go. It's a new season. How many vowels in precious? Precious. Everybody do that with your head. Precious. There you go. There you can sing it. Precious anointing coming my way. Now listen, another thing in that gospel style, they do, David, precious anointing coming my way. At the end, yes? That's the mood. That's the mood. You have to have some attitude. Because see, you know what? That style was built out of slavery, was built out of I gotta have some freedom, was built out of picking some cotton, picking some stuff out there, and saying, hey, someday we're gonna be free. How many Christians are already free? But how many of y'all have to sing that hope, that expression, that love, that give it to the... That's where that style is. That's why it's guttural. That's why so many people respond to that. Because they feel it in their heart that they're giving their all. That style gives their all. It's a new season. It's a new day. Precious anointing is coming my way. Yes, and is as much about the space as it is anything else. Yes? Sing it by yourself. One, two, three. It's a new day. Woo! Huh. And when you do this, precious anointing at the end. Because y'all, if you want to do different arrangements, which is where we want to go, you got to be able to do that. Yes? Precious. Here we go. One. Precious anointing. That's right. In crescendo. Take it again. It's a new, it's, yeah. And when you do, it's, dig into that. It's a new season. What is the bit? Precious. Hey. You gotta have that in your voice. Hey. Precious, son. You gotta have that in your face. Like, oh no, you are not going to talk about my Jesus like that. Let me tell you about my Lord. Precious anointing. That's what you have to have that in your face, in your body, to make that work. That's the only way that comes out. Okay? It's a new season. One, two, three, go. Now, do you notice that? take it one more time, and now you really know what you're doing. I want a lot of just, when you're a vocalist, you're either praying for people with the song, or you're telling them, hey, this is the walls of Jericho. We got to shake some stuff up here, people. Do you know that I'm talking about the living God? You got to have that in your voice. Yes? Here we go. One, two, three. It's a... Yep. That's right. Now, at the very, very end, when you're doing that gospel style, it's a new season. Nah, you got to throw it out. It's a new season. It's a new day. We're not just day. Day. Do you hear the difference? You throw it out there. Here we go. One, two, sing it. It's a new. Come on, girl. Come on. That's right. So anytime that you're doing some kind of, you know, it can be any song that you do that gospel sound to. But what you're going to remember about that is your pronunciation is what? Let's go down the list. What? On the last vowel. Very good. Okay. What about your phrasing? What are you learning about your phrasing with that style? Builds. Okay. Word emphasis. What did you emphasize?
Hello, baby.
What did you emphasize? Vowel symbol. What about the it's a new? Those entrances, nobody lets you get away with bad entrances in gospel music, in that R&B thing. What about rhythm? Rhythm. Are you rhythmic? With that, there you go. You got to have some groove, I think, I hope. Pray for groove. Okay. Start praying now. Okay. Is it long and flowing or short and exact? That's right. All right. Okay. I'm going to show you something. Oh, here we go. Open. That's Israel Houghton's CD. Best Christmas album ever. A lot of oohs in that song. Ooh. So sing. Ooh. Sing it, go. Ooh. That's right, guys, you get a ooh. What do you notice about that? Sing it, ready, go. Now, this style is actually, it slides more. Sing it, go. You can actually slide it even more, listen to it. Go. See how different that is than how we sing nowadays? That's total Doris Day, all that stuff. That's Andy Williams, if you didn't already know. Best ever. Best ever. Every Christmas we sing the same thing. But what's interesting is, do you hear that? It's different. Some of us can't do that slide. Ooh. Now I'm doing it very exaggerated so you can hear it. But most of us want to go, ooh, because that's more our contemporary style. But if you're hip to Doris Day and all of those 50, 60 singers, a lot of sliding going on, okay? Ooh. Once in a while when we're doing that sort of old-time music, if you're doing a Christmas song during Christmas time, it'd be kind of nice to study the 1940s. It would be nostalgic for some of your older members in the congregation. Okay, more music. This is one of those learn the language, folks. Remember, what are you going to learn from it? I know. Okay. What'd you learn from that? They were like really married. That's why they're singing like that to each other. Okay, I had to save it. I had to save the Christian part of it. Okay, you know who that was? Beyonce, that's right. What do you learn from that track? Yeah, girl, you got it. Better track your own vocal, girl. Better be able to sing it with all that other stuff going on. That's right, that's something to learn, that's for sure. What else? I'm telling you, sometimes like, all that music's going on, I can't sing. You know, you got to learn to sing with all that baby. You okay? What else did you learn? Yeah. Well, if this was, let's just hypothetically think, this style, words perhaps not the same, what kind of song would that be in a worship service? Get down and boogie, dances unto the Lord. Okay, what... Praise song. Now, y'all, we're moving to that, right? Groove is good. Like I said, we as Christians, we need to establish the measure stick. We need to come up with something, once again, that Beyonce goes, hey, go to that church. Let's see what Phil's doing over there. There's a guy named Phil Christensen coming up with some grooves. Okay? What else did you learn? What did you learn about her singing style? Yes, go, girl. That's right. There's an intensity. That's very good. That is the point that I want to make. If it's not important to you, it will not be important to anyone else. If it's not important to you, it's not important to anyone else. In secular music, it's important to them. Partly because they've written the song, it's part of their emotions, they're an artist, but also they got to sell a little thing called CDs. Our intensity needs to come from the fact that we love the Lord. And it needs to be so good, once again, that the world takes notice of us. That's our goal. Listening to the people who are high marks and then improving that. Going, hey, let's do better than that. What can we do? What we can do that's better? Yes? Good? Everybody with me? Okay. What did you learn about that?
Beautiful
harmonies. What else?
Perfect timing listening to each other.
What else? Scoopage. Yes. What else going on? What's that? Long and flowing. A cappella. That's right. What else? You could hear every word. Nice. What other observation? Yes. Very country. You got that. That was some backwoods country. Yes. That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. A lot of blend. What else? Mm-hmm. The words were, I once was a little baby. I once was a dying baby. I once was a little child. I once was a little hungered. I once was a little pained. In my mother's arms I laid. In my mother's arms I laid. You're there. In my mother's arms I laid. In my mother's arms I laid. Sweet soul, sweet soul. In my mother's arms I laid. Sad. There's a message behind our words. The very last question before we went into part two. Somebody read it for me. Has to do with integrity. Wait. That's right. If we're not connecting with the song, interpreting the lyrics as the writer might have written them gives us a clue as to how the song should be arranged. If we don't get in the writer's head, it's very difficult for us to make appropriate arrangements. Okay? Part two, going quickly through our handout. Look at the song differently each time you hear it. When you're listening to a song, listen to the pronunciation the first time. Listen to the phrasing the second time. Listen to the harmonies. Listen to how the beginning of the notes start, how the end of the phrase falls off. Identify the different formats. Is it solo driven? Would this be good as a choir only? Is this good as a duet? You see, I'm spending a lot of time in preparing you individually. It'd be easy for me to take this class and we'd just do a bunch of fun exercises and taking one song and do it about 52 different ways. And we could do that in a minute. But it's more important that you guys leave here having some ideas about how to do it on your own. It's easy when somebody tells you what to do. But it's not so easy if you got to pull it out of the sky yourself. So you have to have the foundation to be able to do that. Part one is all about confidence, all about singing the notes that you know. This is all about listening to the music to expand your ears. Every one of you, if you're singing on a worship team, you should be listening to all kinds of music. And I only say that because that's where your ideas are going to come from. Then you can take that and actually make it better. You have no idea what the Lord can do with your creativity. The other thing is, do all singers have to sing all the time? No. They don't have to sing all the time. It's nice when they don't. When listening to the radio, when do you hear vocals and when don't you hear them? When you're listening to the CDs, when do the background vocals come in? When don't they come in? Are there oohs and ahs during this? Do they repeat one word and it goes? Or do they sing everything, all sing, all skate, let's all go, ladies' choice? It's good to identify different types of music. Different types of music. We listened to a gospel style from Israel Houghton. We listened to Andy Williams. We listened to, what was the name of the country artist? Do you remember, Phil? Lulu what? Lulu Roman. Used to be on Hee Haw. In regards to that country western song, you have to think, what was the writer trying to convey with that song? If we're not connected to the words, we can't know how to emphasize certain words and how to emphasize others. We can say, okay, let's sing Jesus, Jesus, Jesus over and over again, but does it really fit with whatever that arrangement is? Can the song be sung using alternate musical styles with the same chords? We just sort of did Worthy of My Praise, and then we kind of did a little with the gospel stuff on it. It can be done lots of different ways. It can be done a little salsa style. Do you want to play that, Phil? No. It can be done rocker style. Do you want to play that, Phil? Yeah, that's good. That's going to vastly determine how you're going to sing that. Now a straight sort of, let's do a ballad. Same song. Okay, good. Just use that song all the rest of the day. Okay. Can the song be sung using alternate musical styles with the same chords? Yes. How does changing the arrangement of the song influence the vocals? A lot. Because with the gospel style, we do ooh, ooh. But if we did salsa, we wouldn't be doing ooh. We'd be doing something else. Okay? Different styles of music convey different moods, like that country western song, very sad. Different vocal arrangements convey different moods. We have to learn to love all different styles because all those different styles gives us the tools to be able to do that. Yes? Worship is the highest calling. What does God want to say and how does he want it said? Okay. Musical lines or oohs, ahs are like instrumental parts. They must have a reason to be sung. That means you need to have an emotional, spiritual reason to sing that ooh, ah, not just because somebody told you to. Okay. The vocal parts must be considered as a complement to what is already going on, not a distraction. Less is more, I always say. Okay? Too much or too little can muddy the arrangement. Cannot make sense, okay? Consider growing the vocal arrangement like a producer would, which is what we kind of gave you some few ideas. Study what is tasteful by studying those arrangers who are skilled. Not every word in every chorus needs to be sung. Certain words, and that's supposed to be verse, unless you're Greek, you can say vise, oh sorry, can be emphasized. Certain words in the verse can be emphasized. Then make sure your vocal tone matches the style of which you are singing. Experiment while listening to music. Don't let your rehearsals be the only time you experiment. Okay, let's take Worthy of My Praise really quick. Yes, ma'am. BGV, background vocals. Thank you. Any other questions up till now? Everybody all right? Okay, let's do a little salsa style in. For Worthy of My Praise. serve you. Gotta do that. Give you everything. I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise. See the difference? What did you notice? For the chorus, everything's staccato. Let's take the chorus all together. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and. I will give you all my worship. Lots of space. I will give you all my praise. You alone, I long to worship. Lots of space. You alone are worthy of my praise. By yourselves. Let's space in between. Chorus. I will give
you.
Yeah, and when you get to all, make sure you cut it off. I will give you all my worship. Okay? You get the point of the notes. Here we go. Two, three, four, and one. I will give sing it.
Worthy of glory, worthy of honor, worthy of glory, worthy of praise, worthy of glory, worthy of honor, worthy of glory, worthy of praise.
Okay, good. Now, let me have volunteers. Right now, you're not going to go up. Let me have five of you. Five, raise your hand. One. Two, three, four, five. Pulling teeth. I'm a dentist today. Here we go. You're going to sing this. Worthy of glory, worthy of honor, worthy of praise. Sing it. Ready? And. Worthy of glory, honor, worthy of honor, worthy of praise. Worthy of glory, worthy of honor,
unison,
worthy of praise. You do unison, we'll pop the other part as we grow. Do it again, unison. Worthy of glory,
honor,
worthy of honor, worthy of praise. Okay, that's going to go on with the same time as the chorus. Here we go. I will give you all worthy of honor, worthy of praise. I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. Happens faster. Praise. Make it cooler. Yeah. Okay, here we go. One, two, three, four, and go. I will give worthy of honor, worthy of praise. Worthy of honor, worthy of praise. I'm so in love. I'm so in love. I'm so in love. I'm so. Five more. Five more. Volunteers. One, two, three, four, five. I'm so in love. I'm so in love. I'm so in love with you, Jesus. I'm so in love. I'm so in love. I'm so in love with you, Jesus. I'm so in love. I'm so in love. I'm so in love with you, Jesus. Everybody sing. Stop. Give me five people that are going to sing the melody. The regular, I will give. One, two, three, four, five. Everybody else sit out and so you can hear all three parts. Here we go. One, two, three, sing and go. So he has strength. You're not the only one.
Worthy, worthy. Worthy, worthy.
Whole line, sing that.
Worthy, worthy. Worthy, worthy.
Sing what she's singing. Sing what she's singing. Sing what she's singing. Sing what she's singing. Come over here. You sing what she's singing. You sing what she's singing. You come back here with me. Come back here. Sing with the men. See, got you with the guys. Melody.
You are my praise.
Sing what she's singing. Sit back there. Sing what she's singing. Sing that worthy of honor.
Worthy of honor. Worthy of praise.
Yeah. Sing what she's singing.
Worthy, worthy. Sing worthy, worthy.
Okay, now stop. Now, melodies one. What's the second part I gave you?
Worthy of glory.
Mm-mm. That's going to be two. The third part is what?
In love. Mm-mm. I'm so in love.
Okay. And then worthy, worthy is four. Okay. So I want just the ones by themselves. Listen to it. Here we go. Three, four, and go. Shorten the phrase.
You alone, I long to worship.
Yep.
You alone.
Now just the twos. Sing. Just the twos. Where's my dollar? Come on, girls. Worthy of glory. Now just the threes. Here you go. I'm so in love. I'm so in love. Jesus. I'm so in love. I'm so in love. I'm so in love. G fours by yourself. That's it. Worthy. Hey. Okay. Yeah. Everyone, go. Yeah, change it to undone. The word. Yeah. Or if you don't want to be as complicated, you can just do on the down. So one, two, you can do it this way. Worthy, worthy. Worthy, worthy. Sometimes easier to hear. Okay, now hold it. I will worship with all of my heart, and I will praise you with all of my strength. Now watch me. I will bow down, seek you, thank you, seek you, bow down with all my days. Yeah, see, you messed me up. I could sing my own words. And I will praise you with all of my ways. I'm singing whatever I want. Here we go. Two. Sing your parts. Go. I will give you all my worship. I will give all my. I'm so in love. Let just me and twos. I will give you all my worship. Me and twos. I will give you all my. Here we go. Here we got it now. Wait. Gotta get the groove up together. Me and the twos. You know who you are? Here we go. One, two. Soloists and the twos. And go.
I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone, I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise.
Okay, now we'll take a little break. Just keep playing. Now I'm just going to be soloist and number three part. Are you guys ready? Here we go. One, two, three, four, and go.
I will give you all my worship. And I will give you all my praise. You alone, I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise.
See how each part kind of works? See? Now let's see what it sounds like with just the guys and the gals over here on that worthy, worthy. One, two, three, four.
I will give you all my praise. You alone, I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise.
See how each one of those parts fits. And you know what? You never, until the very, very end, you never have to sing all the parts until you're all together. Yes? Good. What did you learn about that little exercise that we just did? Raise your hand. I always try to make sure that we're learning something as we go. Raise your hand. What'd you learn? Somebody, anybody. Yes, in the back. You win $10,000. No, I'm teasing. Go. Yeah, I'll take $1. Good. So do I. So do I. Worship moves that honor God, girl. That's what I say, too. Yes. Different rhythms pull the song together. Doesn't have to have the exact same words. Yes. Different timing. This, by the way, is a really good exercise for those of you who want to learn harmonies. Let me tell you why. Because harmonies are really alternate melodies. If you learn, everybody can sing, Mary had a little lamb, or happy birthday to you. Everybody knows a melody, but then you start to put that, and oh no, I got to do it at the same time. This trains the same part of the brain to be able to stay to your part, even if you move your body. Staying to your part. It's an alternate melody. Yes, what else did you learn? Yes, in the back. You have to hear the melody to find your part. Yes, it gets back to what we were talking about. You have to know the form of the song. You'll have to know the song. Know it as much as possible to kind of fiddle-faddle with it. Have fun with it, right? Okay, what else did you learn? Yes. That's right. You can distinguish them. Every part has its place. When you're figuring out different kinds of parts, like I wish this gentleman were in here because it's slick parts for old, you know, hymns and stuff. I wish we were in here for this because when you're distinguishing different parts, when you're creating different parts, all of them should have a place. And you should be able to hear it. And they complement each other. Everything in this particular style, I get off the way he plays. Listen. Listen to how he plays that. I know. Phil, I love you. What do you know about his playing? See how it's very rhythmic and staccato. So that means, wouldn't this sound wrong if I sang, I will give you all my worship. It might be good. I will give you all my praise. You alone. I mean, do you know what I mean? It's okay if we're Celtic women. But, you know what I'm saying? I will give that the whole Celtic, which we'll probably do this next style, which I'm going to do it as a ballad. Because this is a good song you can do several different ways, okay? But I automatically get the style and the clue as to what kind of parts. I like it because all those different parts are going on, which then clues my brain, hey, I might as well do something like that, okay? So let's do a ballad. Thank you, Philly. Please. Yeah, let's try that. Just because it's a ballad doesn't mean it loses its groove. It's still going to have its basic rhythm to it. All my praise, I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You Now, I just happened to pick a particular style. So what did that sound like to you? What kind of style was that? Long, long and elongated. What else? Very forward sounding, placing. What else? How was my phrase? Yes, go. Airy, worshipful, legato, very legato. Was it very rhythmic? Even though I was in beat, was it very rhythmic with my stuff? Just really long and flowing. Yes? I think of the Gregorian chants because it's sort of this, oh, you know what I mean? So in fact, if you were playing this, I might go. Okay, now, guys, on this back line, I want. See it. Here we go. I really have you guys. Sing this part. Other part, sing it. For your part, you know? So that first part, we'll just start on that note. So one, two, first part, goes. Second part, sing it. Actually, the verse and the chorus, we're going to sing different phrases. Did you hear what I was singing over the top of that? Okay. So we might, I could even put the verse over that. Let's sing your part again. Here we go. One, two, keep singing. That's right. And I might sing.
I will bow down.
Just totally change that. Yes? What did you learn about that? What'd you learn? Yes. I don't have the lung capacity for those parts. Okay. More cardiovascular. Okay, over here. Yes. That's okay. Blending. Blending. And harmony. What did you, was it complicated? How many notes did you sing in your phrase? But when you put them together, now what did you notice about the lead? Because the lead can be three voices singing exactly what I was singing. What did you notice? How much did I change? From I will worship. Come on. We changed it a lot, right? How did I change it? Slowed it down. Did it fit the mood of what you guys were singing? Were the parts complementary to one another? Did the parts add to what Phil was playing? Did it take the level of the song up? Took it in another direction? Yes? What else did you learn? Wouldn't that be cool to just do in the middle of something that's familiar and all of a sudden you're doing it in a different way? It's interesting, huh? Very interesting. Okay? All right. Questions? I've got a few more minutes until the end of the class. My goal was to open your minds to different ways of singing. Of course, I can't teach you every little thing. You guys need to go back and do your due diligence. Think all these different styles, do more of these different experiments. You know, in each exercise, there are 4 or 5 different things that you can take that you can try. Okay? Name something that you learned today that you would try in your worship team. What would you try? Okay. Try the choir thing. Good. It's nice. You know what? It's amazing. Choir doesn't have to sound like we think, you know, choir deal. What else? Yes, ma'am. Use the method for teaching harmonies. That's right. The rule of thumb in teaching harmonies is meet the person where they are. Don't try to get them to go where you think they should go. Show them where they are, because a lot of times they won't know. A lot of times they'll be lost, and then they'll get frustrated. Well, you told me to go to Oso Parkway, but I don't even know where I am right now. I'd love to go to Oso, but I have no starting in the brain, my map quest of my brain. They need a starting address, you know, and then to take them there for harmonies. What else? Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. You listen to it differently. That's right. Sing a new song is unto the Lord. Yes? Any questions? Questions that I can answer. We have a few minutes. Yes.
Do you ever visit churches like workshops?
Yeah. Actually, Phil and I are a lovely team together. We'll come anytime. Yeah, we do. We used to do that a lot more. We'd call them one-on-ones. We used to work with Maranatha, and we did that. But we'd be happy to do that. Sometimes it's good just to get a new, you know, lease on life with new things. So, yeah, we can work something out with that. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example. Okay, a lot of times people will teach singing like this. They'll play a note and let's say match that. And the person will go, I'll give you the extreme. Ah, ah, ah. No, I would like you to sing this song, this note right here. Can you hear it? Yes, I can. Can you sing it? Yes, I can. Ah, ah, ah. Okay, that's really not it. Okay, try one more time. Listen to the song. Listen to the note. Okay, you got it? I got it. Okay, can you sing it now? Yeah, I got it. Ah, ah. So usually what happens is the person in the choir will go, you know what, why don't you just not sing that note? Why don't you just do the Milli Vanilli and just lip sync it? But instead, the best way to do it is you find where they are. So here it is. That's where they are. So they go, ah, ah. And you go, you know what? That is absolutely the right note. What? That's the right note. Ah, ah, how's that the right note? If that song were in a different key, that would be the right note. Let me show you where you are. You're here. This is where I want you to go. Now, I want you to take this note right here and sing it again, the one that you know. Ah, ah, perfect. See, you matched it. Exactly right. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to go slide down the slide like we did when we were small children. Okay. Not yet. Keep sliding. Almost there. Keep sliding. Keep going. You meet them where they are and guide them to where you want them to go. That's the example. Because what happens is we need to speak in the language of our listener. That's communication number one. It's in anything. If you're trying to make a point, why can't you see my way? Best thing for you to do is to see how they see it. That's an example of showing how you meet that person where they are and you guide them to where it's supposed to go. Okay? Another question. Yes, in the back. Parts are put together. Oh, the Latin one? Yes. Mm-hmm. I did think of it on the top of my head, and usually the rule of thumb that I do is I sort of assess who the people are in the room. I'm not going to do something so complicated. You want to set your people up to win. This is a big thing that I see happening in churches. They hear an arrangement, and then they force their people into sing that same arrangement. Well, you may not have Israel Houghton. You may not have all them Israel Houghton singers. So you have to modify to set your people up right. That's the rule of thumb. You take the arrangement and you modify it. So for me, I'm like, I'd rather simplify so that everybody can do that full, that really short phrase, nice and strong. Everybody feels confident. Everyone's set to win. Were any one of those parts too difficult for you? Pretty easy, because they were short, probably 4 or 5 notes. That's the way that I would start. Short phrases, simple, something easy to sing that fits within that arrangement. And I do a lot of that stuff on the fly. That's from a lot of years practicing. I say, just keep practicing, keep doing it, keep experimenting. I'm also not afraid to try new things in the group. That's just something. So when you're setting up a creative time, try new parts, see what works. Start with something simple that can be repeated, because you never know, someone in your congregation might pick up that little part and start singing that as their little worship part. Okay? Does that help? Okay, any other questions? Yes. Trying to harmonize. What I would do, let me run this quick exercise with you. Give me a 3-note arpeggio. Let's start on C. So we go, everybody sing that. Ready, go. Everybody do it again. Now this half, sing that again, go. Basically, the relationships between those notes are the same, right? Now you guys start on that note. And you're going to go. Sing it together. Ready, go. That's exactly right. Now what we're going to do, go up half steps and see if you can find your way. E is our starting out. E, ready, go. Beautiful, bellissimo. Keep going, sing it strong. That's right. So basically, you have two things going. You just sang harmony. You just did harmony. Harmony is really the alternate part in the fly zone, either right above the melody or right below. And just like you have the tower that tells the planes how to land and altitude to fly in, you just fly at that same altitude that's either above that, and you don't dip down or dip too high. But it's basically, that is a very embryonic exercise to do, where you stay at that same level and you, that relationship to the note does not change, and you practice going right in there. Does that make sense? Everybody good? One more question. If there are any, you guys are, yeah, I want to go. Mm-hmm. Okay. 3 voices and bongo and a guitar. You know what? That's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. I would encourage you not to have everybody sing at the same time. I would encourage you to do much like we did in that first exercise. We have the solo singer. Then emphasize a few words here or there, you know, and maybe when the force comes up, identify the most important lyrics. You guys will find charts. This will be my closing comment, and I'll pray, and then I'll let you go. I put in little lyric sheets and charts in there. I want you to identify what you think are the important words on those lyric sheets. And usually if you're doing that format where you have a smaller thing, you start with a soloist, maybe you're not all singing at the same time, maybe you want to emphasize certain words, you'll emphasize the ones that you consider to be the most important. I left a chord chart in there because every singer should know how to read a chord chart. Take that chord chart to a musician friend of yours and help and have them read it through with you and help you to identify bar lines. You'll notice that there are some things that are missing on that chart on purpose so that you can have your guitar musician friend or whatever show you what they might put on there to improve the chart. Yep. Say thank you to Phil. And let me pray. Yay, Philly! I'll go ahead and pray and close us. Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the opportunity to lead worship. Thank you for the opportunity of singing your words and praise to you. We are the voice piece of your church. And I just pray a blessing, Lord. You say that we are blessed when we come in and blessed when we go out, that we are the head and not the tail, that we have authority in the name of Jesus. So everywhere we step, we have that authority. And so, Lord, I just thank you for that authority. And I pray for everyone in this room right now and for the folks that were in part one, that you give them the authority to sing your words, to feel confident in doing that, and to make the changes that are glorifying to you in on their worship teams. I thank you so much, Lord, for this opportunity, and pray that all of your words that were meant to be spoken would be remembered, and the ones that weren't meant to be remembered will be gone. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you guys. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.